In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As most of you will know, before I came to Switzerland, I was rector of the Episcopal Church in a town called Largs on the west coast of Scotland. And before I went there, we had this slightly cloak and dagger event called the formal visit, where you have a look round the parish, but you hope nobody actually notices you while you are there. And the lay reader who was showing us around took us to a hill behind Largs. She took us up to a high place and showed us not exactly the kingdoms of the world, but at least the Firth of Clyde spread out below us. You could see right down the Ayrshire coast, and then over to the Isle of Arran and Bute and the Mull of Kintyre and up to the hills of Ayrshire. And she pointed across to the Isle of Arran and said, if you stand on Goat Fell, that's the highest point on the island, you can actually see the coast of Ireland across the sea there. And there were occasions, I have to say, and various sort of raised up places, looking out to sea, looking to where the sky and the sea meet at the horizon, I did wonder, could I see that coast across there? A line of hills, perhaps. But to tell you the truth, I think it was probably just a cloud formation. But of course, I do know that there was something out there beyond the horizon. A glance at the atlas tells me that if I had travelled far enough, I would eventually see the hills of County Antrim and County Down on the Irish coast. But from where I stood, they were invisible, beyond the horizon. And this common experience may illustrate what Christians believe about death. For us, death is like a horizon. We cannot see beyond it, and it looks like the end. But that is because we can only see from our own viewpoint. Every horizon has something beyond it. Equally, of course, a holidaymaker on a beach in Ireland would not have been able to see the hill behind Largs where I was standing, because that would have been beyond his horizon as well. And we have to realize that at death, a separation takes place, and we have to allow our loved ones to move over the horizon where they are no longer in contact with us or we with them. But as they disappear over that horizon that we call death, our feelings for our loved ones do not cease, and we retain them in our memories. Equally, we can well believe that once they have arrived at that shore beyond the horizon, we will remain in their memories in some way that we cannot now possibly imagine. There has been, as you know, a lot of scientific research done in recent years on near-death experiences, with accounts of what some people see or hear or sense when they are apparently clinically dead. Some people claim these results provide proof of life after death. Well, I would say they may or they may not. All I would say is that we believed in life after death long before such experiments took place. Christian teaching on death and resurrection does not depend on scientific proof, but on faith. We believe in resurrection and the life of the world to come. because they are consistent with other things we believe about the nature of God revealed to us in Jesus Christ. And so when we say our relationship with the departed does not end at death, we as Christians believe this is because God's relationship with us does not end at death either. God is eternal, immortal, and so he has not finished with us when we die. Having created us in love, to be his children and made in his image, there is much that is left unfinished when death occurs, much that must be continued beyond the horizon before we attain to the state for which God has made us. And this is, of course, especially true for those who die young or unexpectedly or tragically, with so much potential left unfulfilled beyond the horizon of death. They complete the life God intended for them and which was taken from them and cut short. Even when people die in ripe old age, we feel it as a loss. But nothing is lost in God. His arms of love embrace all things. Because they too, people who have died after a long, fulfilled life, even they have unfulfilled potential, unhealed wounds, incomplete experiences which are still to be touched by the love of God. Because of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we believe in a God whose love is stronger than death, and who does not allow death to have the last word. He will not let it stop him bringing to fruition in each one of us what his love has intended for us. And so our relationship with God is a way of hope, a path travelled with one who is merciful, who heals and restores. It is a road that stretches out beyond the horizon and leads us back to that ultimate destination, the true reason for our creation. Amen.